Coming up on KTARI News Radio, the president urging caution as treaty talks continue between Russia and China.
This is a volatile situation.
With bankruptcy pending, a plea from Google's on CEO.
Stay calm and report for work.
And Tim Allen continues making progress in an L.A. hospital.
Malfunction.
These stories and more are coming up right now.
Analysis.
News Radio 1037.googleson.com.
Also heard on air at 103.7 FM.
And good afternoon. I'm Dave Barker on KTARI News Radio with your headlines for August 1st, 2012. Drawing lines in the sand as Chinese forces agree to cede Astana, Kazakhstan to Russian forces.
The first thing we have to do is end this war.
The president urging caution today.
This is a volatile situation.
The dispute still continues as the Russians are asking for Western Mongolia in exchange. That's a proposal Secretary of State Christina Aguilera isn't happy about.
After all you brought me through, you think I despise you?
And neither are the Chinese. Army General Ching Chong telling Aguilera he wants to go back to the deal brokered last May by the late Hillary Clinton.
Only see you or me. The most famous for me.
But Aguilera is not buying it. She tells the Chinese she's a fighter. Well, as we get down to the final weeks before the election, Republican hopeful Butch Otter is slamming back at President Obama's latest attack ad. Otter telling campaigners today he feels Obama is wrong and that having a president from a panhandle state will actually help the U.S.'s image overseas. Well, eco-netter groups are calling for a voluntary no-surf day on Friday.
We have access to speed and convenience that no people ever before in history have been able to enjoy.
They say Americans consume more internet bandwidth than any other country on the planet.
Global reserves have been overstated for political reasons.
And much of our bandwidth is imported from overseas. They say the country is hitting peak bandwidth, and we need to start conserving now before the world runs out. Well, still reeling from its merger with Amazon.com, Google and its fledgling Googlezon is asking its employees to hang on.
Stay calm and report for work. Company's still in business.
That's Googlezon CEO Steve Wozniak. Wozniak sending out a desperate email this morning urging commuters to telecommute into work anyway, despite rumors on the internet that the company had shut down its server altogether. Googlezon stock trading at just 97 cents a share today. On Wall Street, investors continue to be lackluster as the country is still strapped for cash from foreign investment debt, but one analyst predicts the depression could end within the next year and a half, and that good news sets stocks soaring. The Dow closing up 13 points to 385, the S&P gaining 9 points to 31, the bad news from Google's on sending the NASDAQ down a point to 82. Well, your weather forecast for the Valley of the Sun tonight, getting down around freezing. Tomorrow, our high getting up close to 50. Really not too bad for the August days we've been having in Phoenix over the last year or two. Might even hit mid-50s by Friday. Message from the Valley Division of Air Quality. They're reporting today a white flag air quality day. That means carbon levels are below average. They're encouraging everyone to leave their cars idling in the driveway just for a few hours after work. That'll help trap the heat in and preserve this year's citrus crop. Of course, you know the drill. News this hour brought to you by Geely. Pick up the new 2013 model Geely G, now meeting U.S. safety road standards. Pick one of those cars up at your Super Wall Target Grand Store today.